Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
I'm high. Jokes, but hopefully you are.
That's awesome. Hey, welcome back. So today we're going to be reviewing another local strain, flower, that has been, we have been so impressed. Dragonfly Wellness is a well-known dispensary here in Utah. This is homegrown, and it's not a part of a chain across the United States, unfortunately. It'd be really cool to see that. It has been one of the most fantastic companies in cannabis that we have been able to come across here in Utah.
Yeah, I've loved, like, definitely the way they approach the product, the way they approach just the business aspect, everything that they bring to the table. Like, their products are truly, they've just been better quality than what we've experienced from the other cultivars so far.
Yeah, and today's strain, Gush Mints, speaks to that. I haven't tried it. Brandon has been partaking of it for a bit.
Oh, it's been delicious.
Yeah, it's really nice from what he tells me. This is an indica hybrid. Is that right?
It's a three-way from Cushmints, F1 Durban, and Gushers.
Never had Gushers.
Really?
I think I've had Poison Durban, but I've never had
it. Okay. Durban Poison.
Durban Poison.
I don't think I've had F1 Durban, either. You've had Durban Poison.
Tomato, tomato.
We've had Kush Mints.
Potato.
Go check that episode out. Gushers I've had, but it's been ages. Long before we started the show.
Oh, it's mild.
Yeah, so it's a gassy, sweet, and piney notes is what it's known for.
No, I don't get a lot of, I mean, a little bit of gassy, not a little bit like piney.
All right. I mean, the terpenes are most prevalent. One is limonene, and then beta-carophyllene, and linalool, and humulene.
Really well balanced.
So no pining, though.
But I smell pine. But I smell pine in a different way. Like fall pine. That's what it smells like. Not like in the middle of the summer. There's a distinct smell difference for me.
Yeah.
And it's stronger in the middle of the summer. But when you're like towards the fall, it's faint. It's nice. But it just depends on the day. It's like a cold pine smell. That's so specific. But
yeah, really specific.
That's immediately where it took me.
Good shit, hey?
It's really good. Getting a little weird headache.
Right. Interesting. That's really weird.
Yeah. I mean, it could be just from the other strains I've had. But I've come down from those, so it's kind of weird. But I like it. It's not super peppery. It's gassy and sweet at the same time. That's a great description because I feel that around like the edges of my tongue.
The gassy notes or the sweet?
Both at the same time.
Okay. Interesting.
It's like the sweetness is just like almost like a medicine sweet.
Oh.
Not bad. Just like, you know, they put enough sweetness in your medicine to taste not absolutely horrible, but it's like bearable horrible. That's what it would taste like. It's not horrible. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just because it's medicine. This isn't even a snack.
No, all I'm thinking of is these weird, gross, chemically like medication flavors in my head right now. And, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, I can definitely smell these sweet notes. The sweet notes are nice. It's just a faint, like almost like slight sugar aftertaste on the sides of my tongue. But the gassy, I can taste the gassy notes. It's like right in the middle of my tongue. It's really, it, you know, for being an indica leaning hybrid, this is very aware type of strain. I feel very clear. It's nice in the sense where I don't feel like I need to go to sleep. the last strain that we had, because I had a little too much of it on purpose, just to kind of go through saying, hey, you know, be aware if you take too many hits, this is what you're going to get. Now, again, it, in flower form, I always tend to find that flower doesn't put me down. The only one that ever has really, really hard has been Sleepy Joe.
Oh, I mean, flower has been sometimes the best highs and the ones that make me go to bed the best.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, it's there are a few strains that are so good that they put me to bed or that they make me like actually tired. Mm. Most strains aren't that potent that they are hitting me in a way that I am actually feeling lethargic or sleepy at all. So it's just different when, I don't even know the last one that really did.
Yeah, but even them, just like, I don't know. I always think of indicas as the ones that are going to put me down. But in flower form, it's always slightly the opposite. It's more relaxed. I just feel that the concentrates are there for that specific reason, and that we typically smoke a concentrate like we're smoking flower, which I almost think that that's like we're wasting it in a way. Like we should be focusing on micro hits.
With the concentrate?
With the concentrate, because it's not as, it's more concentrated than this.
Oh, 100%.
But we smoke concentrates like this. I mean, well, and I say concentrates, I'm thinking about pens. I think we smoke pens like that, right? But dab rigs, no. I respect that more than the flower, because I know that shit's potent. And you're getting a lot in a little, a bit. And when people are taking like 1 gram dabs.
Yeah. Honestly, I just feel like that's a waste.
It is a waste. You're not going to be conscious enough to enjoy it for the time period.
Or even if you are, because your tolerance is that high.
Fuck.
Like, honestly,
that's horrible.
I feel like it is a waste. So I had a buddy a couple of years ago, and he was like, oh, I'm going to do a 1 gram dab. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Me too. And then I sat there and I was thinking, why am I going to take a 1 gram dab? And I was like,
that's a pretty expensive stunt.
Well, it was, but when I think about it, I'm like, okay, for me to buy edibles, any 100 milligrams is at least $10.
Yeah.
I could usually get a gram of concentrate for about $10. So I was like, okay, that would have been the same to me as going and buying one thing of edibles. Because I would eat the whole 100 milligrams in one time for me to actually feel it.
If you want to feel it and you're like that, like there are certain snacks in the THC world.
But I won't feel that anymore. 100 milligrams won't touch me.
Oh, no, no. I'm saying like there are ones that are even higher, like the entire content in the bag. And like, you know, I think of that, like that's great for those who have extremely high tolerance, because there are individuals where cannabis in any shape or form does not affect them at all.
Yeah, it's weird.
Really strange. Like, how would it be to smoke cannabis, but you're smoking it the same way you smoke hemp? You're not going to get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the purpose of doing that?
I don't know. Maybe there's benefit to your body and the endocannabinoid system.
But I wouldn't
smoke
it at that point.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Because if you're not experiencing that, it takes out like half of the experience. That's the whole point of doing that.
Yeah, it's the experience.
So if you don't get the experience from it, like what is the purpose in doing that in the first place? You might as well just take it as a vitamin and go, cool, well, it's going to do something for my body, the same as taking any of these other vitamins that I'm taking.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know. It's a very, very interesting. I feel a little bit of dry mouth, but not a lot. Like it is a little bit of cotton mouth.
It's not too strong.
I feel like this is really clear-headed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel very clear-headed on this. This is a very, it's a nice relaxing state. Not relaxing to the point where I can't do anything, but it just takes the edge off. This is a good right after work strain. You still got shit to do. You got home, your day's been hard. Either you were sitting at a desk, banging your head against it, doing monotonous work, or maybe you're a sales rep and you've been making calls all day, but you haven't been hitting the numbers at all because everybody's not buying.
Doors.
Yeah. or you're like a mechanic who just got done. Nah, that shit's hard. You'll want to get some stronger shit than that. But, you know, it's taking the edge off the day, not necessarily like getting the pain to go away. This one's actually used for pain.
Chronic pain, anxiety, relaxation. Anxiety, I would see
that. The limonene is really a good factor of that.
Maybe a little more in higher doses. The higher dose, you might get into more of the chronic pain relief or the relaxation. Like, it's not.
Yeah, but that's what's nice. Like, I don't have to smoke like a full bowl to get where I want to be. I am absolutely, I am very content right now. Oh, yeah. Like, normally I'll just go, spark up a little bit more. But this one allows you to be able to pump the brakes when you want. I feel that some strains are a little bit sneaky. They're sneaky buggers.
Yeah, they wait. And yeah. So you're like, oh, I don't feel anything.
It's going to hit some more.
I'll take another hit. Yeah, I'm good. Don't feel anything. I'll take another hit.
Yeah. And it hits you all at once. You're like,
whoa. Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, man. I just get really sleepy. And then my son comes over, starts talking to me about WWF and WWE wrestlers. And I'm like,
that's funny.
Because that's what happens. But this is nice. It sets on quickly. It feels really great. This is awesome.
I feel like it's not a super hazy strain. For being an indica dominant, I don't feel a haze or a fog.
Am I getting any cotton mouth?
Really? Okay.
Not at all.
I just had some water. But before that, I had a little bit. And it could have been a combination of the J1 and that.
Did you try the strawberry?
I did. I still think I prefer the mint. But Jesse's a big fan of the strawberry lubricant.
I guess. I'm just not a fan of it.
But either way, I feel like it's a good product. Check it out.
CSP20.
CSP20. Save yourself 20% off some lubricity.
Yeah. Give it a shot. Yeah. I like it. It's good. I don't feel the munchies at all.
No.
This would be a great end of the day strain if you're trying to kind of curb your appetite, because that's where I find it, where, shit, which strain did I smoke? I think it was Runtz.
Oh.
In the
and you got some nighttime munchies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, I ate, like, all of these, like, beef sticks, and I just, like, I couldn't stop. And I was like, I gotta stop. And I wake up the next morning, I burp. It's like this processed meat shit.
I'm a sick fuck for, like, those weird gummy candies, so I like jelly beans.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh.
So right now it's Easter time and they're always bringing out the like Starburst jelly beans
those
or like the trolley gummy worm jelly beans.
You like them a little sour?
I like all sorts of different ones. And so I'm like, ooh, it's horrible.
You've
I get
those
them.
Harry Potter ones?
Yeah.
You have?
Birdie bought every flavored beans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty nasty.
Some are. Some are really just like interesting. Some are good flavors.
Do you finish it? If it's nasty tasting, you're that kind of guy?
Most of the time. Like,
I totally knew you would be.
Mama didn't raise no quitter. Have you ever had escargot?
No.
Okay.
I would try it. I don't care.
Yeah. It's just...
Are you telling me that those taste like escargot?
No. Escargot tastes like chicken. But it was... Like, the texture on it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But... You don't really have that opportunity. Most places don't serve that. But on cruises, they do. In fact, every cruise I've gone on, they've served it. So I've actually had it on every cruise I've gone on.
Mm.
And like, I was actually surprised at how much I enjoyed it. And it's just snails.
So Brandon's gross. No, just kidding. I would totally try it. I just never had the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always one, especially with food. Like, I'll always try it.
Yeah, but even now, like, you're talking about food, and even though I was, like, just thinking about how would that texture
I'm not getting
be,
munchies.
I still am not munchy, dude. And that's actually really nice. I'm going to pick this one up next time I go in. I like that because I feel that at nighttime, I'm most susceptible to snacking and making bad choices. Because, I mean, I'm older now. My diabetes, I'm not able to just fight off as easily as I was when I was younger. So now, like, it affects me big time if my sugars are high. So I mean, I'm eating pumpkin seeds at night or a protein bar.
I love pumpkin seeds.
Dude, high in magnesium. They're fantastic for you. Hmm. But, man, they make your breath smell like you eat cat food.
You just got to brush them. Brush your teeth.
What? Dude, stop it.
I know.
Stop. It's weird, all sick practical habits. I know. Vice. Oh, fuck. Stop it.
Okay? Wash your balls. Brush your teeth.
What, in that order?
I don't know.
You got your toothbrush here.
I don't use my toothbrush to wash my balls, but
well, the way you just talked about it, you were just like, well, make sure to brush your balls before you brush your teeth, sir.
Wash your balls and brush your teeth.
I think you said brush your balls and then brush your teeth. Like, I was like, wash. Okay. All right, sir. Remember to do with this particular order.
Brush your balls.
Brush your balls. Like, man, doesn't that hurt? This is good. This is really good. I like it a lot. Yeah. It's good. It's a joke strain, too.
So apparently. It might be a little bit more giggly as it sets in more.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, we'll though. See. It is giggly. Like, I like that.
It's
like,
been nice.
Dude, this is nice. Oh, I got to pick this up. This is so nice. Oh, this is nice for like a nighttime, man. I could smoke a little bowl of this with the missus. Mmm, this is chill.
Oh, yeah.
I like
it. It is a really chill strain.
Yeah. This
but is not good. Like in the couch chill. Like, it's not super locked. It's just.
This is a lot. I mean, you know what? This just kind of goes to like Malawi Sunrise is one that we tried from Dragonfly. And it is really, really good. It's one of my favorite. Like, that's one my wife has actually made a comment on. She's like, I really like this one. And so
that
really,
was flower, wasn't it?
Yeah, just flower.
Okay, yeah.
Like, she's been getting more into flower with me.
I like that.
It's not. It's just
the way
better.
To be. It's yeah,
way better feel.
The experience is going to be so much better.
I think it's just the getting over the smoke aspect.
It is.
Like, I'm looking in here right now in our studio, and I'm seeing smoke going around.
It'll
it's
dissipate.
Just, it's just hanging. And I get it. And you know, the times where I go out to my garage and I smoke, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, at Brandon's place, we go out to the garage and we smoke. But you know, but it's. Yeah. But it's different, dude. It's just the way, you know, when we smoke in here, it's like smoking in a house. And sometimes I wish I could do that. You know, I think about like if I had the ability to build an add-on to a house,
yeah,
it would be a room that has positive airflow going through it. And I just turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
And it just sucks it right out of the room and never stays in there.
Well, and for the nice seasons of the year, you just have windows on like both sides and you can open the windows too.
Yeah, I imagine like, Joe Rogan is like, I wonder if his like studio is built on his property.
Maybe. It depends.
It would be smart. But anyways.
That's cool.
Yeah. Give it a try.
It's not a super overly chatty strain, but it is a fun, like.
It's a fun strain.
I feel like you should sit down, watch something funny, play something funny, like just, I don't know, hang out.
Yeah, just relaxed. Just relaxed. Just let everything kind of unwind. This is the end of the day strain for me, right off work.
Do you feel like this one? I don't know if this one's really blanketing the mind as much, though.
No. Like, slightly dulling, but not too much. That's why, like, for a second there, I go off on a little bit of a tangent, but I'm back all of a sudden. Like, I felt myself being a little bit funny.
Yeah.
It just felt like,
I think that ability is there, but, like, it's. It's nice enough relaxing.
You can shift it.
Yeah, quickly. But so I think it would be perfect to like watch a funny show or a movie or something and just kind of chill.
Or just having like a like that dinner thing I went to for networking last night.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. I had J1 during that and it was great.
That would have been good too.
But I really wish I would have been able to have like cheetah piss or runts. Like,
I mean, you could have. You just had to take up a dab rig.
Yeah, and dab rig on the go. Oh, I actually have one with the honey stick.
There you go. Oh. See? The more you know.
Should have done that. Anyways, no, give this a shot. You know, if you're in Utah, check out From Dragonfly.
If not, check out Gushman's anyway. It's a fantastic strain.
It's really good, man.
It's a really nice end of the day. Or if you have pain and can function, like as in still work, this is a fantastic during the day strain.
Yeah, arthritic pain.
It's not sleepy.
Yeah.
It's like, not like...
I would say arthritis pain because I have arthritis in my knuckles. It's like, it was like, oh, what else is it? Yeah, it's diabetes and fucked up knuckles. Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up.
The shit out of
got
people.
No ACL. I got a bad shoulder, right? You want to talk about my bowels? Mm-hmm. Anyways.
No.
No, but I have a little bit of like arthritis in my hand. When it gets cold, it's the worst. It just hurts constantly. Yeah. And I have to push through it. Like if I'm outside, like if I'm working on the car and it's cold.
Oh, dude, that's brutal.
But I just push through it and like, fuck it, I gotta go.
What does it feel like? Is it like a burning? Is it a stabbing? Is it like a
stiff? It's like a stiff soreness.
Okay.
And so when
so
you
like an
move,
achy pain.
Yeah, but it gets worse the more you close your hand.
Oh.
So when you're doing this, it just gets worse. And so the pain, it's always there. It's constant dull. Like your back, it's just constant pain. And right now I don't feel it very much. Like my left hand, I feel a lot.
Yeah.
But right now, not so much.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Super cool. I would recommend using this right before going to the gym. Just don't be with somebody else because you're just going to giggle and talk.
Yeah. Do your own thing with it. Put on your headphones. Go work out. Mm. I think it would be nice because you'd be like, take a little bit of that tension out of the muscles. You'd still be able to get a good solid workout in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
I dig it.
It's fantastic. Who do we always thank?
Our Patreon supporters.
That's right.
Hell yeah. We love you guys.
Yeah, we do.
You guys have helped us get to this stage today. If you guys have gone back and, I mean, checked out social or been with us since the beginning, you kind of know that it has come a long way.
Yeah, it totally has.
So thank you guys, all of you, for helping it get to this point.
And if you haven't already, go and give us a review on Apple. We really like that one because we can actually like hear your words instead of just your stars. We appreciate the stars. We love the stars. But if you got to do that one, you're just like feeling like, I want to give 5 stars to them on Apple and Spotify. You should do that.
We would love that. It actually, especially on Apple, you can write the review and we can actually see that. So, yeah.
And we read them all.
Shoot
We'd
us
love
an email.
It. Yeah. Or yeah, just shoot us an email and share it with your friends. You know, last year our podcast grew, was it like over 80% of our podcast growth came from people sharing?
Well, it was all like a lot of it was new users last year too. We had 80% growth, I think, in the year. Yeah. It was insane.
It is nuts. It is really nuts. So you guys matter 100%. Yeah. It's not just you listening, it's you sharing it. So please continue to do so. If you have a chance, go over to our Patreon, become a member. Everything counts, and we do really appreciate everything that comes our way.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Take care.
See you next week.